A special rebroadcast for you servicemen and women of the United Nations of the College of Musical Knowledge. In the absence of the old Professor Kay Kaiser, your quizmaster will be Phil Harris, assisted musically by Kay Kaiser's band, Sully Mason, and, as a special added attraction, the four harmonized voices of the King Sisters.
You fellas, and how are you, you pretty things?
Great,
mate. Well, I'll say you're great. And, man, we're really going to cut up this class session tonight because we're with the Coast Guardmen in San Diego at romantic Lindbergh Field on the shores of beautiful San Diego Bay. Every time the tide comes in, you get your laundry done whether you need it or not here. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Coast Guard is the fourth arm of Uncle Sam's fighting forces. And man, with a hitchhiking situation the way it is here in San Diego, you need four arms. In fact, this morning I saw a guy with an octopus strapped on his wrist and he couldn't even get a ride. And the transportation, you know, the transportation is so crowded down here that on the way down, I overheard a mama sardine say to her little baby sardine, "Now stay away from those buses or they'll pack you in like people."
But the way these fellas work, Phil, it must be tiring.
Yes, Bill Foreman, it is tiring. Just think how monotonous it is. Over the sea with the motors pounding all day, searching, searching, searching. Then you come home and pound the beach all night, searching, searching, searching.
Well, they sure drive funny cars down here, Phil. Did you notice when they drove us to lunch that all the cars were backfiring?
Yes, they're having trouble with the gas here.
Well, Phil, when you put gas in your car, did the motor go ping?
No, Bill. I put a girl in my car, and the motor went boing!
Well, no wonder. But let's start the thunder for our $115 in war bond prizes.
All right, Bill, but we'll give them all a quiz and chance. But Kay Kaiser told me first to let all the chillin' dance, so come on, kids. Let's prank.
Out to the sea. You find that love is like this. Each precious moment we miss will never, ever return again. So don't let us throw one sweet moment away. Time waits for no one. Let's take love while we may. For no one, let's take our love while we
contestants are ready for the hurdle. They're ready to jump it.
Well, Bill Foreman, toot that ever loving trumpet.
Here comes Kabibble with drool and dribble.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the only character with hair as long as a Coast Guardsman Liberty, right there. What's on your mind, Dish?
Well, I'd like to talk about the Coast Guard.
You mean Coast Guard?
No, I mean Coast Guard. Every time these guys take out a San Diego girl, it costs guards.
Oh, you're a cute kid, Ish, but you've got the mind of a moron.
The mind of a what?
I say you've got the mind of a moron.
Wait till after the show. I'll give it back to you.
Oh, wait. Why don't you teach these people something instructive, like teaching them some new games?
Well, I got a great new game I'd like to teach these men.
Well, what is it, Ish?
Tiddlywinks.
Well, what do you know about tiddlywinks?
Well, I used to have a tiddlywink team. My girl played on it, but I had to fire her.
Why?
Well, she could never get the signal straight. She always winked when she should have tiddlied.
Oh, wait. You're still not telling these people about the Coast Guardsmen. These men are noted for their rescue work. They even carry out night rescues.
Yeah, I know. I carried out a little rescue work of my own. A terrific wind came up. This wind come up, and I looked out the window, and I saw something was wrong. I tore down to the bay, started a PT boat, and in no time at all, I was on the spot.
Well, what was it, a crash landing?
No, my skivvies flew off the line.
Oh, wait. Wait. First contestant, Bill, and he is Bill Foreman, aviation machinist mate second class, Leo Steele from Indianapolis, Indiana. Yes, sir. Indianapolis, Indiana. That's the capital, isn't it?
You're right.
That's right, and a good town it is. The Lyric Theater, it's a wonderful town.
You're
used to
right
go in there every week, Leo, or rather every year. Love Indianapolis. That's only 85 miles from Linton, Indiana. Another
right.
pretty good town, yeah. Now, look, Leo, you and I are going to get along. Private C.J. Barker of San Diego, California, tells that the Coast Guard crew in a big PBY patrol bomber flying sea patrol. Now, the pilot asked the navigator to check their position, and the navigator said, I see a... The navigator said, I see a what?
Mexicali Rose.
Mexicali Rose, that's right. Say, let's land and catch a little of that chili con carne, the crew said. But just then the radioman got a flash. 200 new spars assigned to Lindbergh Field. Now, do you still want the chili, said the pilot. No, sir, yelled the crew. Pull that nose up, reverse course, and gun the motors. It's, What did he say?
California, here we
That's
go.
That's what he said, California, here we go. Thank you. Our second contestant is Specialist T, third class, Genevieve McGinnis from San Francisco, California. Genevieve, Coast Guard air crews at Lindbergh Field fly the biggest of our amphibious patrol planes, the giant Martin Mariners. So we want to check your knowledge of Martins. Now, what are some Martins doing in this particular song? How about Kay's Hillbilly Band? Isn't that a peach, huh? Well, Genevieve, what were they playing?
The Martins and the Coys.
Get up closer, honey.
The
put
Martins
it right in
and
there.
The Coys.
The Martins and the Coys. You're absolutely right. They were feuding mountain boys. That's what they were. Now, look, let me ask you something. What Martin won fame by singing My Heart Belongs to Daddy?
Mary Martin.
A little closer, honey.
Mary Martin.
That's absolutely correct. Now, what Martin is now at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles playing in the Coconut Grove?
Freddie Martin.
Yes, and you're sharp tonight. Let's give her a nice hand. Our third contestant is ship's cook, third class, Avery Crandall from Lincoln, Nebraska. Another guy. Yeah. Listen, Avery, you men have to know pretty well about what a plane is going to do next. Now, storekeeper Lannis Jackson of Fort Wainini, California, wants you to listen carefully to the following musical hints and tell us what this plane is about ready to do.
Take off.
That's right. Take it off. Take it off.
Take it off, then.
Now, let me ask you something. Now, what's this plane doing? Oh, he's got it. What's it doing?
Flying down to Rio.
Flying down to Rio. That's right. Now, what's this plane doing this time?
Coming in on the
coming
wing
in on the wing of prayer. They're all sharp tonight.
First winner, Bill.
Thank you, Bill Foreman, and he is with a perfect score all the way. Aviation machinist mate second class Leo Steele from Indianapolis, Indiana. Let's stand up, Leo. Thank you, Leo. The going was rough, but you had the stuff.
I'm knocking on your door, although I know you made me go, 'cause you said you don't love me no more. I'm asking you a favor you must grant. Now please don't say you don't want her, and don't tell me you can't listen, baby, one more time. Just one more time. Let me do the things that I used to do. Let me sit down to that people too. One more time. Just one more time. You can bawl me out. You can call me names if you let me play those parlor games. One more time. Just one more time. Eating all alone, being all alone's making me lazy. Walking all alone, talking all alone's driving me crazy. One more time. Just one more time. Just bawl me out and call me names, but let me play those parlor games one more time. Just one more time. Walking all alone, talking all alone's driving me crazy. one more time. Just one more time. Let me touch that skin I love to touch, and I didn't think I'd miss so much. One more time.
It's the four little sisters, four lovely sisters. Oh, how sweetly they sing.
Now, for you men who are always ready, hold steady. It's those four lovely King sisters. Yeah. And for the Coast Guard Blue, the Kings sing.
Like it down here at Lindbergh Field, Phil?
Oh, it's wonderful here, Bill. Did you know that at this field they built Lindbergh's transatlantic plane, the Spirit of St. Louis?
Yes. And do you know that the fellas like to sit around the airport and watch all kinds of airplanes leave?
Well, naturally, that's the only kind of leave they ever get, you know. But seriously, Bill, you know, a spar showed me a plane today that is out of this world. It was a sister ship to the Pan American.
Clipper?
Just for a couple of bucks.
You know, Bill...
wasn't carrying much cabbage at the time. You know?
Bill, I understand that a lot of these Coast Guardsmen are detailed to rescue missions.
Yes, and they're very famous for their rescue missions.
But, Phil, I wonder why it takes so many men to rescue one person. Now, 2 weeks ago, Lana Turner was down here and she got caught in a riptide. And there were 24 Coast Guardsmen rescuing her. Why did it take 24 Coast Guardsmen?
That's simple. There were 12 dragging her out and 12 throwing her back in again.
Here's your first second-round contestant, Phil.
And he is Seaman First Class David Jones from Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. How are you, David? Yes, sir. Nice to see you, David. Fine, thank you. Now, look, Seaman Herbert Schilling, somewhere in the Pacific, tells of meeting a Coast Guard flyer over at the waterfront. The flyer was sitting at a table. His eyes had that dreamy look, and he was murmuring... Murmuring, David. Maybe I can Melinda you a little student.
Belinda.
What?
Belinda?
Me and my Belinda. Me and my Belinda. I'm going to let the judges. You got pretty close there, and that's pretty good going because that's a tough tune. I'll leave it up to the judges. Look, it really looked like love, so the fellow walked up to the Coast Guardman and said, I guess you must really miss your girlfriend. Girlfriend, said the pilot. Heck no. Melinda is the name of my plane. And believe me, mister. Mr. What?
That's my baby.
Yes, sir. She's my baby. Let's give her a nice round. Thank you, David. Now we get to machinist mate second class, Tony Lamont from Bronx, New York. Yes. Yes, sir, Tony. Say, Tony, since San Diego has so many aircraft factories, Harriet Murphy of Wallaston, Massachusetts, wants you to pick out the names of four airplanes from the following letter. Now, listen to the letter and give me four names of airplanes. It starts off, Dear Martin, Mother says there's something heroic and dauntless about you Coast Guardmen. I say, of course there is. You can whip your weight in Wildcats, and when you see a pretty girl, you're as fast as lightning. If you see a young lady in distress, you've bent to her fourth, liberator, and then avenger wrong. And for Boeing, such brave men, we Mustang you very much. Yours, Bell.
You want four?
Huh? I want four, Tony.
Well, there's the Martin.
That's right, the Martin.
And there's the Vengeance.
The Vengeance.
And there's the Dauntless.
The Dauntless.
And the Lightning.
That's plenty. That's four. Let's give him a nice hand. Thank you. Now comes Chief Photographer's Mate. Ray Plantnick from Roosevelt, Long Island, New York. Let's get in on that. Say, Ray, did I pronounce your last name correctly? Is it Plantnick?
That's right, Bill.
Plantnick. I will stand right up there now so we can all hear you in what is that, Long Island, New York. That's right. Now, look, the United States Coast Guard has fought through seven wars and has seen continuous combat during every invasion in this war. Since Coast Guard fighting men and ships all over the world, Corporal and Mrs. George Wright of Sanford, Florida, are sure that a Coast Guardman should be able to straighten out these mixed-up song titles. Now, we'll put the wrong nationalities in the titles, so you listen and straighten them out. Now, listen to the quartet.
In a little Irish town was on a night like this.
He's got it. What is it?
In a little Spanish town.
That's right, in a little Spanish town. Can we have the second one?
When Asian eyes are smiling.
How would you straighten that out?
When Irish eyes are smiling.
When Irish eyes are smiling. Can we have the last one, please, fellas?
By a little French mill. On a little French hill.
Ray, what would you say is the correct title of this one?
By a little Dutch mill.
That's right. That's perfect. That's 100%. Thank you, Ray. How about a nice hand for Kaiser's quartet? Don't these boys sing it all right?
Second winner, Bill.
Yes, sir, Bill Foreman, and he is machinist mate second class Tony Lamonti from Bronx, New York. Yes, stand up, Tony.
Final exam, Phil. Let's find the best guesser.
And as Kay would say, don't tease the professor, because this is the payoff for the cabbage, and our first finalist is Leo Steele from Indianapolis, Indiana. Let's get him off, all right? Leo, you only get one question, so let's be ready. Now, the name of this song is Champanakis, and Barbara Gregory of Charlottesville, Virginia, says that from the way we play it, you will tell us whether it's the Mexican hat dance, jumping bean, or the hand-clapping song. Now, which is it? Yes, that does it. What is
hand
it?
Hand-clapping song.
That's right, the hand-clapping song. Now, let me ask you something. What is a Mexican chihuahua?
That's a little dog.
That's right, that's a little dog. Now, what makes a Mexican jumping bean jump?
Oh, there's a little worm in it.
There's a little worm, a little lava in there. That's right. Well, you're sharp as a razor. Now, what's a sombrero?
That's a big hat.
Well, you said it, and you're a big boy. Let's give him a hand, huh? You got off your shirt. Our other finalist is Tony Lamonte from the Bronx in New York. Now, for Lurleen Johnson of Honolulu, see if you can get this hot tamale from down Mexico way.
Rancho Grande.
That's right, Rancho Grande. Now, quicker than you can say hasta luego, pick out three Mexican dishes from the following. These are Mexican dishes. Now, which are they? Enchiladas, ravioli, tortillas, spumoni, frijoles, smorgasbord, chili con carne, borscht, or Dolores del Rio?
There's chili con carne.
Chili con carne is one.
Not the rest of them, man. Tortillas.
Tortillas.
Whatever they are.
Tortillas, that's close enough, that's two.
And, enchiladas.
Enchiladas, he got three, let's give him a nice hand.
Final winner, Phil.
Final winner, and it's a tie. Aviation machinist mate second class Leo Steele and machinist mate second class Tony Lamonte in a tie. Yes, to each of you fine Coast Guardmen, you get $50 apiece plus $25 war bond for having a perfect score. No, one perfect score. That's second class Leo Steele gets a $50 war bond plus $25 bond for having a perfect score. And Tony Lamonte gets a $50 war bond. And that's really swell. And to the rest of you guys, you get $10 each in stamps.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.